Ember Rice Got Young, Pat Basile, and Patricia Raskin, the next wave of women. The world leader in Internet Talk Radio.
Internet Talk Radio.
You're listening to America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Hey, 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 I am your host. I am Valerie Kirkgaard, and I'm delighted to have you here on Waking Up in America. We are really pleased to have you as listeners, and we're pleased with the guests that are coming here. I actually am calling in from Hawaii, so if my voice sounds a little tinny or strange, we're doing the Atlantic Passage here, and very glad to be doing it. As you know, if you've been listening to Waking Up in America over the years, we're a premier radio magazine, and we love to interview people that are up to very special things, and you'll find out that Pat Allen is. Our editors are people that just love to take risks, explore life, and push the envelopes. I personally have carried a torch, I firewalk, piloted a plane, and I do all of these things because once having done the things that frighten me, I'm ready to take on life. And I notice that from time to time, and Pat will talk more about this, I'm sure, is I've been in a number of relationships, but I haven't been in a relationship for 7 years now. Probably I'm due for another one. Our guest today is Dr. Pat Allen. She's written quite a number of books. You're going to have to go check them out at Amazon.com. The one that I particularly was thinking of was Getting It. I Do, but actually she's written How to Build and Sustain Satisfying Long-Term Relationships. The people that I related to earlier in my existence, I have satisfying long-term relationships with them, but I don't have somebody that I'm saying I do to at this moment. So call your friends, invite them to listen, because this is a hot topic. And we're delighted to have you here. We'd like to have you check out our website. You can go to wakingupinamerica.com, and there you will see a sign-up to name and email address and such in there, and we'll actually send you an e-letter each week letting you know who our guest is going to be. And you can also call us at toll-free 86-RADIO-99 if you have any questions about any of the guests or what's happening. And our magnificent Indian, Lisa Molson, will not be on the show today. She is actually at the largest gaming show in the entire United States at this moment, creating new business for herself and for her family. So Lisa sends you her love, and here we are right now with Dr. Pat Allen. Ta-da-da-ta-ta-ta.
Hello,
so Pat, welcome.
And thanks for having me.
That's good. Now, you know, me personally, like I said, Pat, I've had my relationships in the past, but I noticed that I'm just more strongly relating to my employees than the cat. Do you have any advice for me?
Yeah, you've decided at some level, implicit or explicit, to be a career woman. That's where your jollies are right now. You know, you're either a woman with a career in which you want a relationship or relationships, or you're a career woman, and I hear that you've made a vote for a career woman.
I think the vote was so based on not feeling though I had successfully been a woman with a career.
I appreciate that, and perhaps you needed a coach or a therapist or a group or something that could walk you through that those shoals. I was thinking when you were talking about doing firewalking, I walked across the lava at Kilauea.
Did you really?
Exactly the same reason. Oh, yeah. I wanted to see the lava get into the ocean. I wanted to see that experience.
God, that must have been thrilling.
It was thrilling. I mean, death in your face is thrilling. Now, I don't think death, you know, dying of physical death is probably the easiest thing to do. But the idea of walking in to a painful, possibly destructive, possibly immoral, unethical, illegal relationship with a human male, which is a foreign species to us, is probably something one should not do if one has had bad experiences in the past. What's nice about youth is you're so naive, you don't know how stupid you are. So
do I take that personally?
Pardon?
I said, should I take that personally?
Well, I didn't.
Because I'm young in the area of relationship.
I'm speaking of young, young people.
So that's I'm thinking in the area of relationship as far as being
pardon?
Successful? In the area of relationship.
Yes.
As far as being successful. My past, I've turned my past into something successful, okay? But for 7 years past. Yes. Like
have you
my ex-husband and I are good friends.
Okay, well, that's a death knell. You know, how did you get to that place?
To being good friends?
Yeah. How did
a
you
lot of communication.
The energy? How did you neutralize the sexual energy to the place you were friends, buds?
Well, there wasn't ever that much sexual energy between us.
Say that again, because I already knew that was the answer.
There was never that much sexual energy between us. We produced children. We had some good sexual attention, but it was not the primary part of our relationship.
So you've never been in love with the man you're absolutely gaga about, is that correct?
Only for a brief period of time.
I know, and that was what, 3 days, 1 week, a shipboard?
Probably a couple months.
Couple months. And who didn't move? Who didn't get off it? Who didn't surrender?
Neither one of us.
Okay, then two alphas met, and you can't waltz when there's four of you. Did you unravel that one?
I couldn't hear the first part of it.
Two alphas met.
Oh, two alphas met. Yes, got it.
Two alphas, both intelligent and both sensitive. Two individuated, autonomous, not needing anybody, people got together, and they couldn't figure out how to waltz.
Gotcha.
All right. So if you were to reach, and I know that when people pull me into their lives, they're about to enter a lesson, because you don't pull me in unless you're ready to enter a lesson.
Well, I've had your number for years.
What?
I've had your number for years.
I appreciate that, but the person you're going to meet was not ready to meet you yet. Now, I'm going to answer the question. I'm going to ask the question that you need to be asked. Since you're thinking about becoming a woman with a career on the side and magnificent to boot, do you wish to acquiesce your masculine yang or your feminine yin side? Because you're so equal on both sides that you're impenetrable on every level.
That's a good question.
I know that. That's why I asked it.
What a devil you are.
Absolutely right. Angels are into sweet things. Devils are into torturous truth.
I know. Devil is actually lived spelled backwards.
I wouldn't doubt it. And, you know, I love the idea that devil and evil serves good by testing good.
Right.
I have no problem being the devil on your shoulder.
I know that. See, I've been
all
a professional
right.
goody two-shoes.
I understand that. That's called acquiescing your true self in favor of survival. That's what you did with your bud husband. That doesn't qualify for a marriage. A marriage is to appear. A person who's going to bring you the lesson that's going to give you the stability to your soul. You haven't had your lesson yet. And it's okay that you don't want it in this lifetime, but it's coming back again.
Are you psychic as well?
No, I just know how energy flows. This is just energy moving. So
Marino Queen. The diva has been listening to all of this, and I'm curious if the diva would probably agree with you, but I don't know. What do you have to say?
Well, it's fascinating. It's fascinating.
Oh, okay.
It's, I mean, I'm thinking over, I've been to see you live, and you're phenomenal, and I've totally embraced the concept of the waltz. And I'm older now. I'm 55, soon to turn 56. And when I started dating a few years ago, I attract a lot of younger men.
Absolutely.
And I'm afraid to go out with them.
Okay, now, are you a woman with a career? Do you know that answer?
I do know. I am a woman with a career, but I decided 2.5 years ago that I wanted to abdicate the career.
Okay.
And I started training to be able to be in a covenant relationship.
Okay. Now, would you mind telling me why the calendar created by the Aztecs has any impact on your dating and marital and sexual life? It's an arbitrary evaluation of how many times we circle the sun. I want you to know you attract young men because they want a babe. You know what a babe is?
No.
A babe is a mature woman. France knows what babes are. Babes are women who are both intelligent and sexual and who are minimal responsibilities for a young, studly man. And in France in the old days, they called you a courtesan. And that meant that you were going to be the either temporary trainer, for you may not want children and all of that, for a period of time when he wanted to be with a total woman and not with a facilitating female who would bear him children and cook his meals and do his whatever. Have you no interest in being a courtesan?
Well, I had convinced myself that what I think the lie I had convinced myself is,
yes,
because I still have a 14-year-old son. I've been a single parent for...
I think that's fine.
And I have not brought men into his life.
I did not know that I had asked you to do that. I asked you if you wanted
to
be a courtesan.
Well, I thought I wanted marriage, though. And so thinking about being the courtesan is I did.
Yes, for the next 4 years.
Well, that's what I'm rethinking right now.
Okay. Would you be willing to consider having a wonderful relationship with a younger man who knows you're a good babe, who is not appropriate to be a father to your child for the next 4 years, and when the boy is out of the house, then find a husband?
Ooh, interesting.
Of course it's interesting. That's what you knew I was
You are so interesting, Dr. Allen. Honest to God, you are really interesting.
I think that's the truth for me, Dr. Allen, because I didn't want to bring anyone. I think he was about 12 when I first found you through a dear friend of mine that has taken some of your training. And
yes,
is your biggest fan, Stephen Griffiths.
Oh, yes.
Is your biggest fan, and he brings every woman. He was one of my clients. He brings every woman he knows down to your show. Every woman that passes him, he brings
it. I think it's been a wonderful diversion, but shouldn't we finish our conversation?
Yes, and I think that what I came to was the truth that you just spoke.
Would you be so kind as to say it, so I can get back to Valerie and get that across, too?
That it's not, there isn't a man that will come in and be a father figure for my son right now. I need to complete that journey.
Yes.
And when
completing it. And when you're completing it, what do you have the right to do, which the universe is already bringing to you?
I guess I have the right to play and be the courtesan.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Are you willing to courageously receive that pleasure?
I'm a little afraid, but I think I am ready.
And you know why? Because it's good for your body. It's good for your youthfulness. It's good for your projects. You will have something to do after babysitting and doing business and whatever. It is not good for man to be alone. And remember, half of you is male.
That's right. I just saw that in your writing.
You see?
And it's not good for that half to be alone. So thank you very much. I will take your advice.
Good. Enjoy.
Gosh, I thought I had managed to distract you. Was I successful?
Yes. You distracted me for a little while, but now we're back together.
Now you're back.
Back to the question. Do you, in fact, wish to switch from a career woman, which I choose to believe is a wonderful life activity because you can do a lot of things that are pleasurable in your career that really do satisfy you? So I'm not proselytizing that the only thing to be is a woman with a career on the side. That's not appropriate.
Not actually. Well, what's going on for me is I probably in my entire life have had 30 great sexual days of, you know, experience of sexuality that was very satisfying. And I'm 65 years old. Okay?
You will not risk the vulnerability of sexual surrender. I've got that.
Okay, but I'd like to take a look at doing that.
All right.
And what I noticed was that I was introduced to a very attractive man over the telephone, actually one of the guests of the show, and we were talking, and I said, oh, by the way, are you available, right?
Yes.
And he said yes, and the moment he said yes, I freaked.
I understand that.
Because we were having this, like, really amazing rapport, and in that moment when I shut down...
What you had was intimacy of an intellectual nature, but your body went, oh, my God, if I'm in his presence, my oxytocin will take over. He will have me. He will ravish me.
I don't know that I was that detailed in my thinking.
Your body knew because your body didn't think. Your body doesn't think. Your body responds. What you're saying is your body has been turned off to the possibility of vulnerability.
That's true.
So
where is the lever?
Huh?
To turn it back on again.
Okay. Do you want to do it? Do you really want to open your mind to the concept of finding an alpha? You have to have an alpha. A woman has to have one alpha. Men can have tons of beta women and never have an alpha. We get bored. Beta's
well,
bore
the man us. I was talking to, Pat, is a man I really respect, so... Because I respect
deadly.
His opinion and his way of seeing things, then I wouldn't mind having him be the alpha. What I don't like is people that I think have inferior thought process to my own.
I understand that, but that's not an alpha.
Well, isn't an alpha somebody that I would surrender to?
An alpha is somebody that you're terrified of until you decide you want to desensitize that terror.
Okay, I got the person.
Okay, then do you wish to make yourself available consciously or do you want to wait until he catches on by some, you know, some
he's not going to catch on if I don't do anything.
All right. So
I have to respond for him to catch on.
I appreciate that. So how might we set up a situation in which you would respond?
Well, right now, I've never met him in person. I've
right.
only talked to him on the telephone and I've emailed him a couple of times. So,
all right.
You tell me.
Okay. Have you, now you understand we've got to do this with some subtlety. Have you any excuse to be in his city or he in yours?
No, but I could find out. I could perhaps, I think he's in San Diego and I'm in Los Angeles. So
all
I
right.
could probably be going to a convention down there or something.
You know what? I don't care if you fake it. Call up the hotels and find out if there's an architect, you know, and you're going to... Who cares what the excuse is?
Okay.
Do you have any way of having access to him? Does anyone have his number?
Oh, I have a telephone number.
Okay. Would you be willing to reach out and ask him for a camaraderie lunch type thing? Nothing after 4. That would scare you to death. Could you call this a jump start? This
okay.
is what people do on the internet.
Okay.
I give women permission to jump start by reaching out to a man at least once and seeing if he bites, pardon the expression.
Uh-huh.
You see? So if you would you jumpstart him with some, you know, facile issue? You know, I'm in town. How about lunch? I'd love to meet
right.
you. I enjoyed talking to you, blah, blah, blah.
No, that's
good. Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, I would.
Right.
Yes,
okay.
I would.
When you go to this lunch, would you please help him brag and not intellectually brag yourself?
Perfect. Yes, I would do that.
Would you be willing to market your booty at top level?
Say more.
Which means hair, makeup, clothes. Would you do your eye appeal number?
Yes.
Okay, because we must. Would you be willing to spend much of the lunch looking into his eyes?
Send me a list, Pat.
Huh?
Is the list in your book?
This is called
the things that I need to be willing to do?
Yes, you need to look in his eyes for a minimum of 5 seconds each shot. Then you can look down to your crab or whatever you're eating.
Okay. And then what?
You've got to get back into his eyes because it's through the eyes that he picks up your vulnerability, as you're well aware, because that's why you don't do it.
It's true.
I know that. You can't get where you're at if you do these anti-intimate maneuvers.
No, I hear you.
Okay.
Okay, then
well,
what?
What you do then is you basically wait until he makes some innuendo about we must do this again, whereupon you do the I'd love to, what about next month? I'll be back.
Uh-huh.
You see? In other
yeah.
words, roll the interview over into a future event.
Oh, this is good. Well, who I'm talking to, tell listeners, I'm talking to Dr. Pat Allen, and I think, you know, she's getting me hot under the collar, and I hope she's getting you hot under the collar, too. And for those of you who are sitting at your computers, please go to Dr., and that's drpatallen.com, and see who I've been talking to. This woman is an expert in long-term relationships. As you can see, she's shrewd and well-practiced. And also, if you have any questions about this, you can call her at toll-free 866-RADIO-99, and we'll pass the message along to her. Okay, Pat, then what is the next
yes.
step? Yes.
From that
step.
Point on, you go out and get two other men to do this with, for you will be so over-focused that it will either terrorize you. Premature monogamy is terrible because it's too anxiety-producing. If
yes.
you're going to do it with one, you have to have two others. They may be betas, but you have to have two others going. Have three going at all time because that's the way it has to be.
Huh. Well, we're almost out of time right now.
I understand.
Maybe I could invite you to come back in a month or so.
I want you to know that this is your assignment this month.
This is my assignment this month?
That's right.
Okay, I'll start working on Lenny.
Absolutely. Okay?
Okay. That's a very good thing. Maureen, do you have a last question that you want to ask of Dr. Allen?
Oh, probably far too many questions.
Well, ask her one.
So are you talking about duty dating?
Duty dating is the other two. Remember, if Valerie has an alpha in sight, generally speaking, we women can only have one at a time. But I don't want her to over-focus on one man, for it will be too frightening. I want her to duty date, which is dating for skill building and courtesy and finding out what makes men tick. Two other men that she's duty dating to take the heat off.
So I do have one question, Dr. Allen.
Okay, and for the listeners, getting to I Do. It's paperback on the stand. 10 years.
It's fabulous. Everyone buy Getting to I Do. And if you're married, what's the name of your...
Staying Married and Loving It. And I'm coming out before the end of the year with the Getting to I Do for Men, which is a survival manual, which I've written with a really neat male CEO who got my message and went inflamed over it, and then we wrote the book.
So everyone out there, there's a Dr. Allen book for you.
Yeah.
So pick them up. I do love it. It's in my library.
Well, let's find, I'm thinking maybe we, I realize that you and I are kind of doing all the questions.
I'm going to use my time up to ask my question.
Oh, good. Okay,
all
great.
Right.
Okay. Dr. Allen, when I started dating 2 years ago, I fell gaga in love wild with an alpha male.
Yes.
And
appropriate or not?
He was appropriate. He was my age.
Okay.
But he was a widower. And his wife had only passed away like 2 months or so before we met. I don't know if that's...
He hadn't been fit to talk to for 2 years.
Well, it's been 2 years. He's dancing around me. He leaves me a message, but then he doesn't move on it.
I've got news for you. Those are simply the little peekings, you know. Respond to them.
I do, and then he doesn't move.
I understand that. So do you want to do some surreptitious invitation? Do you want to borrow Valerie's contract?
Yeah, I'm crazy about this guy.
Well, then do what she's doing. Use some idea, which is obviously not me, man, you, woman, I'm coming to get you, big boy. Use something that's a ploy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Ask him if it's raining in Tahonga or something.
All right, because he contacts me, and then he asks for my number, and I leave him my number, and then he never calls.
So, therefore, call in for some needy reason.
Okay.
Some question. What industry does he work in?
He works in the music industry.
I've got news for you. Ask him the latest hit. Who cares?
Oh, I can totally ask him about something in music.
Anything.
And get his advice.
So we can fix it.
Oh, Waking Up in America walks out.
Pardon?
Well, you're talking to the diva. Maureen O'Kreen's segment is distinctively diva. And this woman is one of the most outrageous, magnificent women you've ever met in your life. So I'm getting a great deal of pleasure.
That. But she's still a little girl, and she needs a mommy to help her, and I'll do it.
Yes, she does, because she used to be a man. And she
fully understand that.
And I gave it up.
I appreciate that. Don't give it up. Just put it in the back of the screen and bring it out when appropriate.
Okay, so it's okay. I have Dr. Allen's permission to leave him a message.
You bet.
Not
absolutely.
Me going after him.
Oh, right.
Technically, it's called jump starting. Grandma did it when she dropped her hanky. We jump start. We're in the electronic age.
No, I'm totally appreciating this conversation, Pat. How long have you been up to this? This work?
30 years.
30 years.
It's going on over 30 years now.
It only takes 15.
And I want to report that I buried a lovely alpha a couple years ago. We had a wonderful time together all the way through the final scene. And I have a new boyfriend.
All right.
Well, congratulations.
So
I want to find
wonderful?
Out.
That is wonderful.
It is totally
I'm
wonderful.
70, and I'm 71, and he's 74, and we have a 10-year contract to stay well enough to enjoy our life.
Well, congratulations.
Don't go away yet. I have two people that are on this show that I want to give them a chance to talk to you before we're totally out of time. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So, George Rachinsky.
Hi, Val.
Hi. How do you like this conversation, George?
This has been fascinating. Dr. Allen, I am married. We've celebrated 30 years. On July 11th of this year. What advice would you give to those of us who've been married for a long time to add a level of newness into our relationship?
I will tell you exactly how to do it. Go directly to your local bookstore or to your, and I'm not going to order a book. Don't even think I'm doing a commercial. Go to a stationery store and get two journal books, you know, blank books.
Yep,
with
sure
leather
do.
Or vinyl or paper or whatever, but two permanent books. Take them home, give one to your wife, and in those books, I call them dream books, write fantasies, sexual and otherwise, gifts, experiences, trips, small, medium, and large, and then put these books in the same drawer and use them to spy on each other's soul and give the gift that you read in the book.
Bobby, go bananas over that.
I'm telling you, when you hear or see, very often speaking is too overt, is that people will write things in books that are much more sensual, much more exciting, much more secretive than they will speak. And when you look at that book and that person writes things in it, now if they won't write in the book, they don't want things to be different. They want things stable and predictable. But if you and your wife are courageous enough to write your, it's called active imagination. If you're courageous enough to write your real wishes, sexually, trips, adventures, experiences, drama scenes, whatever, you can give each other the gift of that dream.
And what did you call that process again?
Dream books. They're your dream books.
Dream books. Okay. Thank you very much.
I tell people when they're coming in for premarital counseling, but this is something you need to do. And what's fun is, if you liked it, put it back in again. And hopefully the books are solid enough that you can do reverie in a year or 10 years. And God forbid you should end up a widow or a widower. That book will bring you so many happy memories.
That's very special, Doctor. Sherry Ross.
Okay?
Yes.
Sherry, yes. I know you've got your ears full. Sherry does her essential oils, Dr. Allen. And Director Chesky is in charge of true leadership. But we have Sherry Ross now, and I'd love to know what question you might want to ask, Sherry.
Well, I'm just wondering if Dr. Allen does private consultations with people, or if...
Absolutely.
Okay.
All over the world.
So why don't we tell our listeners how to get a hold of you?
It's already there. Just go to my website or go to the... I think she put the... what do you call that? You know, that 800 number.
I don't actually have your 800 number.
Pardon?
I actually don't have...
Oh, you don't have it.
No, I don't have your 800 number. I gave them your website. Oh,
right,
they can call... Then. Yeah, call the toll-free 866-RADIO-99, and we'll send you over to Dr. Allen.
Okay.
Is that good?
And if you want, I'll give you the... one moment. The toll-free number is 1-800-496-3983, and it's called telemedicine. My darling second daughter runs my business. Her name is Sue, and she will fax you the forms that are appropriate for this form of communication, and you will set up an appointment just as you would if you came in the office.
So once again, that telephone number was 1-800-496-3983, and
That's
Sue right. is Dr. Allen's daughter.
Yes.
And she'll answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does anybody have any last question they would like to ask of Dr. Allen before we sign off here and say thank you? I'm going to take that for a no.
Okay.
I'll ask you a question after we go through this, after I go through some of this homework that you've given me.
This is Sherry. I have one.
Oh, yes?
I have, and... I'd like to just to get her professional opinion on this. I have and I hear this all the time from the women I work with, these are exquisitely beautiful, confident, capable women that are lonely as all get out because they are desiring to have a partner and the guys aren't showing up.
No, they really don't, especially in America. I'm afraid we're a matriarchy and many of our men are very castrated. And I refer you to the book, The War Against Boys by Summers. Because of that, really potent women have a difficult time. I at least once in their lifetime suggest they go to Europe just to feel like a woman for a little while. Because in Europe, age doesn't really matter. It's you that matters. So with that in mind, this dear lady would do better with all of these assets to dismantle the assets. You're better off meeting online so that the person gets to know you before they are bombarded with your physical pulchritude. You know, it's funny, but men can handle either beauty in our culture or brains, but handling an alpha woman is difficult. And I still would like to give the book recommendation, The Natural History of the Rich by Richard Conniff, C-O-N-N-I-F-F, which is all about the assets and liabilities of alpha people. Therefore, she's got to dismantle some of her benefits and gifts in order for a poor human mortal male to be able to be courageous. But if she really wants to see what it's like, just get on a plane and go to Europe.
Can I share something real quickly, what happened to me on Monday?
Go ahead. Go for
okay.
it.
Okay. I was in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, working at 10,000 feet with horses and animals and, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 feet. And I had been working all day, and I needed to get in and get in the shower before I caught an evening plane. And the people who I was staying with had a gentleman stop by from Austria, unbeknownst to me.
Yes.
And I ran in the shower, totally dripping wet, whipped the towel around me, ran out, and what did I run out into but this man walking up the stairs as I was flying down the stairs.
Perfect.
From Austria.
Perfect.
And I said, oh, my God. I mean, and here's this gorgeous Austrian, definitely the epitome of a male. He's a ski instructor. He's a horse instructor. I mean, he's just very gorgeous. And I apologize because I literally physically ran into him. And he said,
right.
Oh, he says, nope. And in his wonderful accent, he says, do you know something? And I said, what? He goes, in Europe. He says, we have a saying that you can see the true beauty of a woman right when she comes out of the shower.
That's right. No
and
makeup,
I,
no clothes,
and I said,
no
huh?
jewelry.
And he goes, you come from the beauty parlor? We don't see the real you. He says, the beauty of a true... And I said, do they teach all the men like you in the country? So there you go. There's a testament to what you just said, Doctor.
So I know that to be true.
Well, Dr. Ellen, boy, have you got us all warmed up. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for being here today and talk out... Check out drpatallen.com, and that's drpatallen.com, or call her at toll-free 1-800-496-3983. And thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for allowing me to carry the message.
Oh, it's a great message. Boy,
yes,
you stirred
it
me up.
Good.
Thank you very much, Dr. Allen.
Have fun.
Okay, we promise we will. Well, Sheree
right.
Ross, since you're up next,
yes.
with Essentially Yours, what are the essential oils for this journey? Can we get a witch's help on this? I mean, Jesus, I'm going supposedly from dating no men to dating three. I'm in a panic.
Well, what is interesting is I've never heard you be so quiet.
Rude woman.
she had your number. Like, whoa.
Don't enjoy this too much.
No, I just was like, whoa. You know,
what can I tell?
I love wise, outrageous people who are senior because we can learn so much. I just spent 5 days with an inventor who invented things like the bulldozer and, I mean, numerous other things. And he's 74 years old, he and his wife, and they were my hosts. And I can't even tell you how fascinating it is to be around people in those senior years with the wisdom and the pizzazz. And the, it's just truly a gift to us. So,
well, you know, it's interesting, Cherie, because she's been doing this 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and they say that it only takes 15 years to master your profession,
mm-hmm.
so she's twice a master.
And what's amazing is she is still wonderfully outrageous. I love it. You know, she hasn't sat back and said, oh, I'm old and I'm retired and, you know, I'm not any good anymore. I'm just an old person and all that. It's like, no, so valuable. So valuable. So how would people like to know how to get old healthfully? Would that be something that would be helpful?
That'd be a cool thing to talk about.
We're going to talk about that. And I'm also going to mention at the very end, so pull out your pad and pen or paper or typey-typey away on your computer, a formula to get rid of sinus problems, because I've been hearing over and over again that allergies are something fierce, just something fierce in this year. So we're going to help you with that very simply and very easily. So how do you age gracefully and with still your wisdom intact? Well, number one, minimize the chemicals that you put into your body, okay? Clean up your life. I'm serious. Change toothpaste. If you need to know what to use, call me, and I will refer you to some places where you can get some excellent information, or email Dr. Val and she'll get it to me, or whatever you need to do. But I'm very serious about this. It's time. It's time to be valuable and treat ourselves valuable, and I love it that she called Marina hot babe. I'm just, you know, we all can be hot babes. I'm sure she's a hot babe. And the men, I don't care what age you are, you can be absolutely delicious. You can. We have that right. And it's got nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with height. It has nothing to do with body size. What it has to do with is your energy. Bottom line, your energy. And are you out there living life? And are you out there contributing? And are you out there giving and receiving? So let's talk about how to make it easy. Number one, everybody should be using an essential oil called Longevity. Longevity oil has clove in it, thyme, orange, and frankincense. And Longevity oil literally does what its name says. It assists the body in living longer healthfully. All aspects of the body. By what? By taking out the toxic chemicals. It literally digests the toxic chemicals in our body. Number two, it rebuilds and strengthens our immune system. Number three, it fine-tunes our mind. Number four, it picks up our emotions and balances so that we can feel happier, easier, and the happiness stays with us longer. And these are all chemically and scientifically factual statements that I'd be happy to share the research with you on. So if you truly desire to have health, Longevity oil will help your life to move forward with vibrancy as the snow gets a little bit deeper on the mountain, shall we say. And then the next thing is the Lyceum Barbarum. I'm just going to talk about two things today. The Lyceum Barbarum, the Ningxia Wolfberry, affectionately known as Ningxia Red. And what this is a fruit that's actually classified as an herb because it has so many medicinal properties. The FDA, the laboratories for the FDA did some initial testing on it, and they said it's the most perfect food they've ever seen. And what it does is it keeps the eyesight more acute. It slows down the aging process of the brain. It actually, and you want to, I just love her. She kept talking about sexual potency. I'm like, whoa, you go, girl. this herb, fruit, actually, there's a saying where it comes from in Ningxia, China, and it is not just an unfounded statement. It's a factual statement. It says man on the wolfberry should not travel more than, I'm going to do the American translation, 1 mile from home, otherwise man will get in trouble. And basically what that means is it stimulates your sexualness so much so that it actually, what it actually does is it causes the desires to, the furnace down below heats up quite a bit, shall we say, in your senior years. And so it assists the body in performing at peak levels sexually as well, in addition to simple things like bone density and skin, and slows down the brain aging so it can think more clearly longer and things like that. So Lyceum Barbarum, the Ninsha Wolfberry, or Ninsha Red, as it's called, and it tastes fabulous, or the Longevity Oil. And the next thing, then, that I mentioned is the sinus. So get ready and write down. This is for sinus, chronic sinus, and allergies. Number one, stop using the microwave. Every time you use the microwave, you're increasing your allergies and you're increasing your sinus conditions. So bottom line, stop. And if you want to find out more, please call me. There's a lot of research. Again, I can refer to you on this. Okay, the second thing, here's your formula. Write it down. Myrtle oil, that's M-Y-R-T-L-E, black pepper oil. Now, not shaky out black pepper, but black pepper oil, okay? Then there is goldenrod, okay? Goldenrod oil. And if you're allergic to goldenrod, you will not be allergic to the oil because we're not talking about the pollen and the allergens, all right? And then the last one is eucalyptus radiata. You take 5 drops of each one of those oils, you put them in a capsule, and you swallow the capsule with a full glass of water. And if for some people, 1 capsule is all it takes. For others, depending upon what's going on in your body chemistry, it may take multiple capsules, so you want to take 1 about every 4 hours. So if you'd like to learn more information about these wonderful essential oils and how to live healthfully, naturally, for a long time, give me a call at toll-free 866-RADIO-99, Heaven Incorporated, all spelled out, or my website is www.young-living.net. And there you go, Dr. Valerie.
You are just so bad. You are so bad. Between you and Maureen and Pat Allen, I'm going to actually have to do something.
Yep.
Right. It's either that or stop permanently on the subject, right?
Well, poor George. I mean, George is the token male here.
I know.
All today.
So how is it being the token male, George?
I am a strong male.
Male. We have an alpha male here.
Anything.
Oh, my God. Did he ever straighten us out? He's already married. How huh? We could practice dating on him, Maureen.
Well, I have found this to be a very interesting conversation.
Wasn't it? I never heard anything like that before.
It has been fascinating.
From a man.
How are you going to? How are you going to interweave this into true leadership? Which, of course,
well, there was something that Dr. Allen said, and it was she said dating for skill building, and I realized that of our life where we're attempting to be a leader, to lead other folks and to influence them to move in a direction that we believe will be in the good of the greater good. So we have to lead because that's how we build our skills to become a stronger, more effective leader. And what are the 3 things that a true leader does? They have a direction, they engage in discussions, and they make decisions. So let's look at those 3 steps. The direction. What change do you want to see around you? We need to take a walk into the future to be able to look back and say, okay, if this is where we're headed, if this is where I'd like us to be, then how do we move in that direction? And I'll give you a quick example of that. Our son was yelling at my wife, and I wanted him to stop, so I yelled at him. Well, he stopped yelling at my wife, and he started yelling at me. Clearly, this was not what I had expected or wanted to have happen. I wanted him to stop yelling. Well, I went to one of my mentors, and I said, Art, help me with this. He said, so what do you want to do? I said, I want him to stop yelling. He says, no, that's a don't. All you want to do is stop something. What do you want to start? And I really had to think about it, and it came to me. I said, I'd like him to talk with me about his frustration so that I can guide him in dealing with it in a more effective way. He said, great. So when he yells, simply say this to him, John, when you yell, it makes me want to yell at you, but I choose not to. Well, just adding that additional piece shocked John, and I then looked at him and I said, so what do you think you ought to do? He said, I guess I ought to stop yelling. I said, no, but what do you want to start doing, John? He said, but she makes me so frustrated. And I said, great. Would you like to talk about it? And when? You see, we've envisioned a better outcome, and we have to change something in order to make that happen. Secondly, true leaders discuss. And it isn't trying to get your point of view across, but it's much more about asking questions. So if this is the direction we're headed, how would you like to get there? And you see, I invited John to participate in when would you like to talk about the frustration, how would you like to talk about it, not will you, but how? And that's a curiosity piece. It's about the process of inviting others in to share their thoughts, their perspectives, their issues, their concerns, because leaders who really listen, as you listen to the folks around you, you find that there is this interest in moving forward, in making progress, in having a more fulfilling, effective organization. And all we have to do then is tap into that. It was something that Colin Powell said. You don't have to come in and lead people. You have to come in and find out what they naturally are trying to do to get better and remove the obstacles. And all of a sudden, you're unleashing tremendous potential. And finally, decisions. When we have a clear direction and we truly listen to the folks around us, then we can be decisive and say, I have to do this. I can't just talk about it. And you know, in Star Wars, Yoda had that wonderful phrase, there is no try, either do or do not. So in order to lead, you got to step out there and do. And it might feel uncomfortable, but the more you do it, the more comfortable you'll get with it. You step again and you're in that uncomfortable zone, but actually you're now learning to cope with that being uncomfortable, and you discover that people start to respond to you differently because they see someone of action that's moving in a direction and inviting others to participate in making that happen. And as you attract other folks, it becomes easier and easier because not only do, you know, it's that old phrase, many hands make light work, well, many minds make great work. And that's what true leaders do. They invite others, and they create a positive energy that enables groups to accomplish things that they never imagined that they could. Val, back to you.
Wow, George. Wow. I'm so impressed. Oh, my God, I am so impressed. Diva, I know you gave up your segment to talk to Dr. Allen, but I was wondering if you had any comments on it. You there?
And Dr. Allen?
Yeah.
Yes,
like,
it's fabulous.
Yeah, you've had 20 minutes to think. What's happening inside of you?
Oh, she just reminds us that really the importance of life is having love. You know, like really what's the point of life? And I think that she's a wonderful spokesperson for reminding us, you know, that there are ways to have a lifetime of love.
So how did you feel to have her call you a babe and tell you to hook up with a younger man if you wanted to? I mean, that was, like, pretty bold stuff there.
She's a trip, really. You know, in her live seminar, she talks about matching energies. And as men get older, they tend to produce less testosterone and more estrogen, whereas women are just the opposite. And so she says if you want an alpha man as a woman gets older, it's less likely that she'll find one, you know, who's got all the, you know, he has to be single. There's a lot of requirements. And so she always tells older women to go out with younger men. And I just laugh because I'm thinking, well, what would we possibly have in common? But maybe that's not the point.
Is that what Andy McDowell is doing? Isn't she the one that's dating?
No, Matt is Demi Moore.
Demi Moore, yeah. Now, she's got a smile on her face all the time.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
And how old do you think Demi Moore is?
She's in her 40s. And he's probably, what, 26 now?
26, something like that?
Yeah.
You know, I actually watched him in a movie, and I could actually see what she liked about him. I first thought it was pretty absurd, but now I can see why she's doing it. The guy's really clever. He put together a really amazing movie that he had produced himself. As Kushner, right? Or
yes, Ashton.
Ashton Kushner.
Kushner.
Something like that. I said at the time, I thought, my gosh, she's got a lot of guts.
Well, one of the horrible things that the media is doing is that they're calling older women that date younger men cougars, as if they're predators. And I think that that's, they wouldn't be calling the men cougars.
Uh-huh.
I think it's very mean-spirited on the part of the media.
I'm sorry, what are they calling men?
They're calling women that date younger men cougars.
I hadn't heard of that one.
Yeah. It's very unattractive. Fran Drescher has a new show on the WB where she's involved with a man much younger than her.
Got it.
So there's truth in there.
Well, I guess we're going to have to leave it at that because it's about time for us to get off the air, isn't it? I think. So there you go. This is Val Kirkgaard. I'm in Hawaii. You've had quite a show today. I know I've had quite a show. We'd like to thank Kirkgaard Media Group, the Koning Company. We'd also like to thank all the folks over at Voice America. We'd like to thank our Chief Technical Officer, Pete Laubach, and Maureen O'Crean for actually throwing her babyish body into the bonfire of Dr. Pat Allen's conversation. And for Cherie Ross for making everything totally dangerous for me and nailing me for it on top of it. Don't you think being nailed twice on the same show by two different people is a bit heavy, Cherie? And to George Rucheski, God bless him, for his comments and his high conversation about what he did with his son and how he created a future rather than reinforcing the same old behavior that he liked. And Dr. Pat Allen, I really will invite her back because after we get through these first dates, Maureen, oh, my God. So thank you all, and thank you for recording us today, and we hope you've enjoyed the show. And all I have to say to you guys is aloha oe.
This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on VoiceAmerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
Love and dreams, and the time you spoke them.